Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, editor of the Daily Gazette, Judy Patrick. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Good to talk to you again. I see on the front page of the paper today, firm targets bans on drilling. What's that?
Yeah, this is a lawsuit that threatened to stop these local rules that a lot of municipalities are adopting to prevent companies from going into the hydrofracking business. In this case, a natural gas drilling company is threatening to sue New York State if New York State regulators don't step in and tell the municipalities they can't adopt these kind of laws. The company is called Lenape Resources, and they sent a letter to the Department of Environmental Conservation last week saying these moratoriums prohibiting natural gas development are forcing his company to shut down his wells. The state enacted a drilling moratorium in 2008 when the state started to review this horizontal drilling in high-volume hydraulic fracturing, also called hydrofracking or fracking. Lenape's wells in Avon, the man who's threatening to sue, are vertical wells. They weren't subject to the moratorium, but he is pressing the state to, you know, get tough with these municipalities and tell them that they can't enact these laws. In Schoharie County, for example, they're considering a law that would ban the travel on roads that they are concerned that the gas trucks would ruin the roads, and that's the tack they're taking. So a lot of places are looking at it, and the companies are saying, no, we want the state to make it clear that localities can't do this.
We go from hydrofracking to gun control, and it looks like that's sparking business for many dealers in the region.
Yeah, it's interesting. Some local gun shops are seeing a spike in sales, and they're definitely seeing a spike in interest following the mass shooting in Colorado last month, and that which left 12 dead. And what it did was renewed the national discussion about gun control. Over at a Veterans Gun Depot in Troy, Les McDermott told us that his sales are up about 15%. That's an increase similar to what happened at his store after the January 2011 shooting in Tucson, Arizona. And the spike is for just about any gun-related product, whether it's guns or ammunition. And the overriding factor for most of his customers seems to be a sense of uncertainty over whether they'll be able to continue to buy these kind of products. New York's delegation to the U.S. Senate did propose a measure that would restrict the purchase of high-capacity gun machines, like the one used in Colorado. Chuck Schumer said the legislation is designed to offer reasonable measures to control guns, but not curtail Second Amendment freedom. And also, just on Monday, a second piece of legislation was proposed federally, and that would prohibit purchasing unlimited quantities of ammunition online or through mail order. You know, of course, New York is already among the states with the strictest gun controls, including strenuous background checks for anyone receiving a pistol permit and an outright ban on large capacity ammunition. Still, whenever the talk about gun control happens, we do see it more people in the gun stores looking at them, discussing the issue. Not every store should see an increase in sales, but they're all seeing more people through the door.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can head to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thank you, David.